Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Think of it as a clearinghouse for educators, for parents, and it's all about early childhood education. Texas A&M University's School of Education and Human Development has just launched the A&M Institute for Early Childhood Development and Education. Dr. Hope Gurdy is our guest. The importance of early childhood education. The pre-K debate continues in so many places, for example, and the need for it and the funding of it. How important is it, and at what age should it begin?
Obviously, our parents are our first educators, and so we definitely want to make sure that they have all of the resources and supports they need to be successful educators, because learning begins prenatally, and the resources and opportunities that we provide within children's environments, including health, including education, including access to nutrition and positive communities, this all makes a difference from the very beginning. We know that the majority of children's brain development occurs birth to age 5. So this time is so critical. Again, making sure that families have the resources they need, and educators, health providers, and a range of professionals and practitioners that work with young children and their families have access to the resources that they need to be successful and successfully serve these families is essential and is the mission of our new institute.
All right. Now, the Institute specifically is in the School of Education and Human Development. This is going to incorporate many disciplines and is going to be statewide, not just at A&M. So explain why it was set up and what the intention is.
The Institute is creating space for the development of multidisciplinary teams, of research teams, of faculty from across campus, including from education, psychology, nutrition, health, agriculture, policy, to attack these complex challenges from multiple perspectives and create solutions that enhance the lives of young children and their families across Texas and beyond. In addition, we're establishing partnerships with practitioners, schools, families, clinics across Texas to first understand the issues facing them. We know many, but we always want to continue to hear from them and identify the questions they want answered. Then we can engage in research with these partners to ensure that the solutions we generate are effective, first and foremost, and work well for classrooms, clinics, and families. We know that our research doesn't solve any problems if a teacher or family or pediatrician can't use it, right? We need to get it out into the world. So in alignment with that research mission, we're partnering with AgriLife Extension. At Texas A&M, we have the largest AgriLife Extension organization in the country. We can reach all counties in Texas and beyond. And we want to partner with them to ensure that this knowledge, the effective practices that we discover in this research, is shared with those who will use it to create change in our communities. We're creating these multimedia approaches as well as face-to-face opportunities to disseminate training, research, professional learning for a range of practitioners serving young children and their families. This includes kind of disseminating information, creating video exemplars of quality practice. I know when I'm learning something new, I want to see it in action. We have online learning modules. We want to create podcasts for families or educators. Kind of think about all the ways that families access information, and we want to be there with that information. We will also have in-person professional learning. For example, we just engaged in an early childhood conference. We partnered with the Brazos Valley chapter of the Texas Association for the Education of Young Children and Blinn College, and had about over 300 early childhood practitioners here. And faculty were sharing kind of the newest research and engaging them in workshops on how to do new things in the classroom.
Part of the stated mission is to use, I think the term that was used in the news release was leading cutting edge research.
Right. So some of the research that we're currently engaged in, not only understanding developmental trajectories and how learning occurs. So we want to make sure that we're on the forefront of that work. And then we also want to ensure that we are engaged in cutting edge research that identifies new practices that we identify are effective, or new approaches to learning, new assessment. So ensuring that we're using a range of research models and frameworks to engage in this work. And part of that is creating those multidisciplinary systems, right? And that is one of the features that make this institute potentially stand out. So we have, again, we're leveraging faculty from across campuses, but also working with a range of centers on campus, both within the School of Education and Human Development, but across campus, including the Bush School for Public Policy, ensuring that the novel frameworks that we're working from and the perspectives that we're working from allow us to kind of catalyze scientific discovery and innovation that make these critical enhancements in the early childhood sector. We know some of the major issues are not everyone has access to quality or early childhood education. And so making sure that the kinds of solutions we're creating allow us to inform what's happening in the health sector, as well as educational sector, as well as social work centers, and keep those systems working, identify what's not working in the system, identify new changes, identify what is working in the system, and double down on those kinds of things.
Texas is an extremely diverse state in terms of, let's start with language. There are many, many kids who are in families where English is the second language, or the parents don't speak English at all. And it's part of the early education system that you want the parents to read to the kids, to introduce them to books and things like that. But it seems that would be one of the challenges.
Right, exactly. And we have multiple experts within the Institute that are focused on exactly that, supporting the development of families and children who are bilingual, multilingual. And so again, with our dissemination, we want to ensure that our dissemination is bi and multilingual. We want to ensure that the research that we're doing is answering questions so that teachers can effectively partner with families who are bi and multilingual, that pediatricians, that therapists of a range of therapists can access this information and disseminate it and use it in ways that is supportive of a range of diverse families. This includes, we have work right now funded by the work to understand what's the best way to assess the language skills of very young children who are developing both a home language or a couple and English. And so we're really working on that research to understand, okay, and we know the best practice is to assess in both languages. And what does that look like? And we are currently developing assessments to do just that. We're also working on, we have colleagues like Mark Goodrich, who is leading work to understand the language use of these very young children and using kind of innovative approaches like social network analysis to ask children, first of all, who do you talk to in English and who do you talk to in Spanish? Oh. And then Getting a sense of how much of each language is happening and where they're using this language, and then use that social network analysis to understand how they're using each of their languages or multi-languages across the day and across the week, and considering whether that or how that impacts their language development.
How do you see this getting out? I mean, the Institute has just launched. How does that work? What's next?
We are partnering and engaging in in-person professional learning for educators. We just had our second conference, and we had 300 early childhood practitioners engage in this conference. And we did have an entire panel of A&M faculty sharing about how do we support multilingual families. We had faculty sharing about play. We had faculty sharing about early literacy and language and culturally responsive teaching. So we're out there. In addition to that, making sure that we are writing articles that go to teachers, that go to families. The majority of the work that is conducted in the Institute is in the form of research to practice, okay. Right? So certainly there is that kind of typical developmental work happening. We need that work as a foundation for understanding where we're going. But so many faculty are engaged in the solutions-driven kind of work that yields new practices. And so that's where we're connecting with practitioner-focused journals, with media. We're creating podcasts. We're creating video exemplars. We're creating learning modules that are either housed currently on the website for AgriLife Extension, or our plan is to get those launched onto that space, and then eventually onto our space here within the Institute. We love models like the Florida Center for Reading Research, who is constantly pushing out new content for educators specifically focused on how to be great reading teachers, right? Yeah. And how to promote early language and literacy and language and literacy beyond, right? So we're very enthusiastic to be creating opportunities in that way as well to ensure that our website will, as well as AgriLife Extension, will really be this clearinghouse of great practices, including video exemplars and modules for learning how to do this in your classroom tomorrow.
Professor Hope Gurdy at the new Institute for Early Childhood Development and Education. It's part of the School of Education and Human Development at Texas A&M University.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.